Hi, Renee. I just got into the Ben Gurion Airport in Tel Aviv yesterday and spent my first day in Jaffa, and I had my first day in Ramallah today. I'm here on a delegation with the Jewish American Medical Project, which is affiliated with Voices for Peace and Justice in Israel and Palestine. Our hope is to be able to document the effects of the Palestinian-Israeli conflict on both sides by visiting hospitals, labor unions, hydrolysis, universities, and Bedouin camps, and talking to people both in Israel and in Palestine. The entire group is of the Jewish faith, with the exception of me and one other Christian delegate, and most read and write at least a little bit of Hebrew. We're meeting with our connections on both sides, who are Physicians for Human Rights Israel and the United Palestinian Medical Relief Committee. So my trip started out with a massive panic attack while landing into the Ben-Gurion airport with the utter fear of being detained upon entry to the airport. I was especially afraid because we were arriving the day after the suicide bombing in Tel Aviv, and I could see that tensions were running especially high. When I saw the landing card, it definitely was not reassuring. I was required to fill out information ranging from my name, my nationality, my email, phone number, address, and most interestingly, my religion, my father's name, and my grandfather's name. So I sat and debated on the plane while my heart basically pounded out of my chest and I broke a cold sweat whether I should declare myself openly as a Muslim or not and how I would be punished for this. And when I then read I had to write my grandfather's name anyway, I figured the fact that it was Muhammad would be a dead giveaway. So I decided it was best to be honest and to declare my faith as Islam and just take my chances as a Muslim openly. So as we landed, I went to the passport entry counter, and it turned out to be actually very, luckily, uneventful. I was let through with absolutely no problems, but I do hear that interrogation on departure is much more lengthy, so we'll just have to see about that. In any case, my first day was spent in the old Jaffa district of Tel Aviv, where the environment is actually rather modern, rather cosmopolitan. And, of course, I was still seeing very young IDF soldiers in the streets, heavily armed, who looked to be in their late teens. We later met with the leaders of Physicians for Human Rights Israel and at their headquarters and discussed our plans there. We were hammering out the details of our trip, and one of the subjects that came up was the issue of getting a permit for Gaza and also getting through checkpoints and how difficult it would be given the recent situation. There was initially concern that me being the only Muslim on the delegation may not get permits to the occupied territories as easily, and my Jewish colleagues and might get better permits and might get through a little easier than I would. But I was told by the people at Physicians for Human Rights Israel that, in fact, I would get the permits from the Israeli government much easier than my Jewish colleagues, which was really confusing to me. And when I asked how this could be, they said it was because the Israeli government could not guarantee the safety of the Jewish people, and that if something were to happen to me, it wouldn't be a big deal, but they're very hesitant about giving permits to Jewish people because their lives would be much more valuable to lose. So that came as quite a shock, needless to say. On this morning, we left Tel Aviv for Ramallah to meet up with the United Palestinian Medical Relief Committees and listen to their lectures. Luckily, we didn't have any problems at the Ramallah checkpoint, but people on the ground do say that it all depends on the mood of the IDF soldier at that time. We met with the UPMRC directors, and they further updated us on the current situation, specifically the health situation, and their take on the peace process.
You've been on the ground for 2 days now. What are people talking about on the streets?
The feeling on the ground is one of utter mistrust, almost annoyance, and in general, even a mild cynicism, I would say. One little example is following the suicide bombing in Tel Aviv, many of the permits of the Palestinians are now null, void, and canceled, so they will have to go through a new permit process for many of their permits. So it is, like I said, one of annoyance and bordering on cynicism and a great mistrust in politicians at large.
Where will you be traveling tomorrow?
Tomorrow I will be visiting Al-Quds University right in Jerusalem at Abu Dis for an hour. I will be then going to Hebron to visit a clinic there. The name of that clinic is Al-Ahli Hospital in Hebron, and hopefully we'll be meeting with some patients, and hopefully I won't get held up at a checkpoint. This is Seema Jalani reporting from Ramallah in the occupied territories for KPFT News.